Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
You're listening to us from the Castle Oaks House Hotel in Castleconnell in County Limerick today, all part of the So Hotel Group. We're here for News Talk's summer tour, and yesterday I decided to take in some of the sights of Limerick, so I set off down the Limerick Greenway. It's absolutely stunning, such a great facility to have nearby, and I met Anne Madigan. She's the General Manager of the Rathkeel House Hotel, and she started by telling me how long the Greenway's been around.
Well, it opened in 2021, so we took over the hotel in just literally the week the country closed down for COVID. So we refurbished the hotel, basically, and then I suppose when the Greenway opened, it was another string to our bow. It brought customers from all over the country that I suppose a lot of people from Waterford and other Greenways came to check out the Limerick Greenway. The beauty of the Limerick Greenway was the rolling countryside and the lovely green fields and the very nice, they would say that the surface of the Limerick Greenway is the best surface to cycle on because it's new.
What's the importance, I suppose, of having, you know, services like this and additional things to Rathkeel, to the town? Because you're obviously so close to Adair, which I know is a big tourist hub and, you know, a tourist attraction. So is it important to have kind of additional amenities for people?
It is, really, because I suppose anything that you add on is something in addition to your business as well. What I would say is that I'd have a lot of people checking in that would be leisure customers, and they would be from all over the world. And everyone that checks in is told about the Greenway. And to be honest, it's something they would have not known about. So we'd hand out the maps, we would tell them about the Greenway, and we're actually a dog-friendly hotel. So it's absolutely great for them to know that. And they all pretty much go down, they come back, and they absolutely love it. So it's a great addition to us from that point of view.
Yeah, it certainly is. It's a 40-kilometre stretch from Rathkeel to Abbeyfeel in Limerick. It's well worth visiting if you get the opportunity or you're down in Limerick over the summer months. Some great recommendations still coming in on the places that we need to see and visit this afternoon. Brona McAndrew has suggested Glenstall Abbey in Moreau. Beautiful monastery and gorgeous grounds to walk around if you just want to chill out after the show, Andrea. And another listener too suggesting the wonderful lace collection at the Limerick Museum. So whatever your suggestions to see, keep them coming in. 087 1400 106. Now, I'm joined today here by, of course, Celia Holman-Lee, founder of the Holman-Lee Agency, and Richard Lynch, who's the founder of I Love Limerick. You're both very welcome.
Thank you.
Thanks a million for joining us. Celia, I know you're a very proud Limerick woman.
Yes.
What is it about the county? Sell it to listeners.
Well, I'm from Limerick, obviously.
Yeah.
I've lived here all my life. I got married here. My grandchildren live here. My children live here. My life is here. My success has come through Limerick. I started that agency back over 50 years ago, and the support from the Limerick people has continued and continued. And it's a city, it's a city that is, it is a very friendly city.
Mm.
It is a city that loves its own.
Yeah.
Love Limerick people, love each other.
Support their community.
Would you agree, Richard?
Yes.
We support each other all the time. And, no matter where I travel, wherever I am, because the fact that I am from Limerick, I get, how are they all in Limerick?
Yeah.
How are you getting on down there? So, yeah, it is. And it's a fantastic city as well. And it will be better.
Is that the case for you, Richard, the community? Has that helped in building the support around, of course, the business as well?
Well, I Love Limerick was started 16 years ago and we were voluntary for the first 14 and a half years. Now we're all on minimum wage. It's something we really believe in, and we offer a platform for the community to raise them up. Basically, Limerick had a really bad rep in the national media when I moved back from New York in 2008 and when I started the Limerick Pride Festival. And so I Love Limerick's purpose really is to just shed positivity on all the beautiful things happening in Limerick, and it really is about the people and the community for me. That's the best thing about Limerick.
But that's a great thing to be able to do, that, to have such pride in the community, that there is an opportunity and an outlet for people to share that positivity, and boast about what the area has to offer and its people.
I love boasting about what Limerick has to offer. I mean, hello, we have the Queen of Limerick right here, Celia Holman-Lee. So there is incredible people in Limerick, and working together, I think we can achieve something really amazing for this city and county.
That would be something. Yeah, I would agree. We need, obviously, with our new mayor now, we're all on this new beginning and this new beginning and this new light and everything. And, what I find is, obviously, the fashion side of things is a very difficult area. So we're hoping that that will all change in a way that, we have the magnificent King John's Castle, then we have that whole walk up around to St Mary's Cathedral and then into the Hunt Museum, that we can build all this, would you agree, Richard, into a fantastic hub where creativity, that is our city, we've a magnificent and unbelievable reputation, or should I say reputation, history for manufacturing, and the Limerick School of Art and Design, yourself and yours truly here, who has one of the longest running, whatever. So, you know, that we can get things. So this is, we're looking forward now big time because of this whole mayoral thing, and that's where we're all
a lot on the agenda.
Well, I've been looking forward for 16 years, to be totally honest with you, because I feel that as a group of people and a collective of people, Limerick people should be sticking together and really trying to create something great. 2 + 2 = 7 is my motto.
Yeah, well, this is,
we all join together, we can really create something incredible, I think.
Yeah, I agree with you. But it's to get the centre of the city, like every city in the world, I think, or every city in Ireland at the moment is slightly suffering. And we, without, it is the most wonderful city, but there are issues and we have to get over that, and that's what we're, it's a new beginning for all of us.
Well, that's
here.
Good. For you, Richard, I suppose the hotspots for tourism and the tourism industry are in the area that you think are maybe worth mentioning to people tuned into us today, well, maybe planning summer holidays.
We have the international rugby experience in the centre of the city. We are a sporting city. I would love to see more people coming into the city centre. So for JP McManus to invest in the city centre, by the way, we have to mention JP McManus because he's done so much for everybody. I mean, last Friday, I was just at the launch of the new Saoirse Addiction Treatment Centre. JP bought them the building. So all of this influx of positivity, helping the local community, that's what's important to me for the city and the county, including the city centre. And, you know, tourism is great and tourism is amazing. We really have to encourage tourism. But in the end of the day, it's about the people in our city. That's what I always go
and
back to.
It's
our
great
community.
Place to live.
For example, we have Limerick Pride on Saturday, July 13th. After 16 years, I left the committee in February, but I've come back to work in it because I will never desert it. It needed help, so I'm back again. And so that is something big happening in the city centre Saturday, July 13th.
What would you shout about, Celia?
Well, get your shoes on. You were talking about walking the Greenway. And walk the three bridges of Limerick.
Gorgeous.
If you have a brilliant walk and the magnificent River Shannon, you know, smiling at you as you walk around. So there's lots of, down to King John's Castle, into the Hunt Museum. You know, there's so many things to do. There's so many, up to the City Library, down to the gallery. There's lots to do.
The Hunt Museum is beautiful.
Fantastic,
amazing.
Worth a visit.
Worth
the
visit.
300%.
And King John's Castle is.
Yeah. King John's Castle is magnificent.
Brian has got in touch. He says, I'm a dub, but I remember, or sorry, I'm a retired member of the Garda Water Unit. And in my time with the unit, I got the chance to travel all over our wonderful country. But one of my favourite cities to visit was always Limerick City. And why? Because of the people. Simple as that. Just wonderfully friendly people. It was a pleasure to visit the place.
Yeah, the people really are the best. I'm serious. It's really about our people.
Yeah,
we have a sense of humour like no other.
Yeah.
We love the banter. We love the chats. We love the lols.
And what they are is, Richard, as well, we must never forget, they are very supportive of each other.
My thanks, as always, to two really infectious people who adore their county, Celia Holman-Lee and Richard Lynch.
Thank you so much for joining us here on the programme today.
Thank you.
Limerick.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.